Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Not only is the UN General Assembly in full swing, today's the day President Trump gives his speech. That's at 10 a.m. And ahead of that, a protest. Let's go live to our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, good morning. If you're in the area of the New York Public Library, you're going to see some activity here this morning. Police already in place. There are groups from the group of 5051 organizing this protest where hundreds are expected. They're talking about blockades that try to interfere with multiple routes to the United Nations this morning. So again, police are ready, they tell us, for this. We spoke with the 5051 organizer, Hannah Staus, saying they're going to be holding a peaceful but satirical rally on the steps of the library.
We have somebody in the White House who is comically evil and making decisions that nobody understands. And the South Park episode that came out with, you know, Satan and Trump and all of those things was something that really took media attention. And so we've decided to bring in some of that imagery here.
I expect that it was just before 10 o'clock this morning that Donald Trump will be speaking in what the White House is calling a major speech to the General Assembly. Again, somewhere between 9:45 and 10 this morning, the White House saying the president will discuss the renewal of American strength around the world. And again, we'll be certainly watching these protests as well. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 42nd and 5th.
Mamdani has apparently picked up an endorsement from another big name, former Vice President Kamala Harris. She was asked about that while on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, he's the Democratic nominee and he should be supported.
Do you endorse his candidacy?
I support the Democrat in the race, sure.
She did not mention Mamdani by name. House Democratic leader and New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says his endorsement decision is coming sooner rather than later. He says everyone makes those decisions on an individual basis in terms of their timing, and that's exactly what he's doing. Jimmy Kimmel Live will again be live tonight. ABC announced it was reinstating his late-night talk show after suspending him last week due to comments he made about the Republican response to the murder of Charlie Kirk. The network says while they made the decision to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for the country, they've been having thoughtful conversations with Kimmel. In response, a spokesperson for Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, posted on X, "Disney and ABC caving and allowing Kimmel back on the air is not surprising. But it's their mistake to make. Nexstar and Sinclair do not have to make the same choice. Both of those companies represent about a quarter of ABC affiliates. Sinclair has already said it will air alternate programming." Reaction here is mixed.
Some think his comments about Charlie Kirk were insensitive.
I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Others think Kimmel was simply using his voice and then criticized for it.
They got to bring him back. He's a staple.
Yeah, I was surprised, yeah. Because he was a great guy. Like, he was just doing whatever he got to do, just chilling. It was the freedom of speech. I don't know, like.
I never seen a complaint about him till now.
Oh, yeah, it's about freedom of speech. You should be able to say what you want to say, when you want to say, and how you want to say it.
Disney has confirmed that Jimmy Kimmel Live is returning on air Tuesday night. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Cops on the case in Queens, where sanitation workers discovered the skeletal remains of a woman in a garbage bag in Springfield Gardens. This was near Kennedy Airport. In Idlewild Park at Brookville Boulevard and 149th Avenue. The New York Post is reporting that the bag was also wrapped in both tape and rope. The city ME is now working to identify the person and determine the cause of death. For some reason, audiences are not flocking to the Great White Way.
Prices are up, attendance is low. It's not looking good for the Broadway we know.
Supporting the arts is always a good thing. It's a New York institution.
Reports say new musicals are in danger, and last season's commercial ones still haven't profited, each closing less than 4 months post-opening. Now, the reasons of failure may vary, from cost of production to plays now overshadowing Broadway musicals, but Marcus thinks...
I don't think it's failing because the product isn't good. I think it's failing because they haven't done the hard work of ingratiating themselves with every new generation. I think that Broadway for a long time was just Broadway. And so, like, you need to cultivate that brand, you need to cultivate your community, and you need to constantly be, like, ahead of where your brand is going.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cast members from Broadway's Buena Vista Social Club will perform at the NYCLU and ACLU's 23rd annual concert, Sing Out for Freedom, Songs of Sanctuary. That event to focus on protecting immigrants' rights here in New York and across the country. John Leguizamo will be honored by the organizations. And NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman tells 1010 Winds it's going to be a good time.
We need a little fun, a little joy in our souls to help us keep going. There's nothing more important than continuing the fight to protect and preserve our democracy in these perilous times.
The event takes place October 27th at NYU's Skirball Center. A child fighting for his life after being shot in Queens on a street that had been renamed in honor of another boy who was killed by a stray bullet 16 years ago. This is near Springfield and Linden Boulevards in Cambria Heights.
Police tape lines the corner where this happened in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
To my understanding, it was a 13-year-old kid, and he's clinging to life right now.
What happened here is numbing to Lance Furtado. He runs an anti-violence group focused on kids.
This is something that we invest in, and so we're here to ensure that there's a safe passage.
The 13-year-old victim shot in the head is in critical condition at Cohen Children's Medical Center. Keisha Waynes lives around the corner.
It's sick. People just don't care anymore. These kids, it's just sad. It's devilish. It's sinister. Like, how do you shoot a child?
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cambria Heights.
The NYPD now out with a photo of the suspect in a stabbing in Queens last night. This was around 11:30 on a Flushing-bound number 7 train at the 111th Street stop in Corona. That's where a man in his 20s approached another guy, a 25-year-old, and stabbed him multiple times in the back. The victim is now critical. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.